If you've ever driven into Stanton from Interstate 81, you may have looked up by exit 222 and noticed the stately, abandoned brick buildings looming down from the hill. The old Desjarnet Sanitarium, which was founded by former Western State Hospital director and eugenics supervillain Joseph Desjarnet. He is one of the subjects of ghost tours led by the group Black Raven Paranormal.
We've done the tours over at the Desjarnet Sanatorium, where we had like up to 200 people a night. That was really surreal.
David Sims, originally from New Jersey, has been leading ghost tours in Stanton for 8 years. He wrote a book titled Fear the Reaper about the sanitarium that first inspired him to research the darker side of Stanton.
When I moved in here, I looked at the place across from the restaurant we were at, and I said, this looks like a college campus. And I researched it because I teach psychology and English, and I found out about the whole eugenics thing. And then I walked through the campus and I just started researching. And all of a sudden, I realized, okay, I have to tell the story.
Black Raven Paranormal leads a variety of ghost tours every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday through October. According to tour guide Matt Willis, Stanton is a prime spot for hauntings and visitations of all kinds. And not just because of the sanitarium, or the thousands of Confederate soldiers who died there in Civil War hospitals. It's also because of Lewis Creek.
That runs under almost every building in this town. Stanton is founded on a bedrock of limestone, which is a very soft mineral, okay? And when you start getting into paranormal theories, it all involves movements of energy and different types of energy. Limestone is littered with tons of quartz. So when you start adding in the movement of large bodies of water through capstones of quartz and limestone, well, there's an energy movement underneath this town.
One of the group's tours is focused specifically on Civil War ghosts, such as one young soldier who can reportedly be seen on the train tracks by the American Hotel.
They pile out on this platform, and by all intents and purposes, he was hammered. Witnesses said he got off the train, he's all of 17 years old, and he immediately, D.C. McClurry turns around and he staggers out. There were no rails here, there's no OSHA regulations. He goes out in the rail bed there and he's in between the rails and he's staggering back and forth, looking like he had forgotten something. He's peering down like this and they're screaming at him to get off the rails, because as soon as one train leaves, another one comes. So another train comes barreling into the station, and he either was so drunk he never heard it or he never saw it.
Another tour guide, Jesse Parrott, led about a dozen participants through the lamplit streets on Saturday's tour, Dark Tales and Haunts of the Queen City.
It's fun, it's safe for the masks and COVID. We're all outside. As you can tell, like, everybody pretty much kept their distance from each other. I have a speaker. You know, it's something fun to do instead of being stuck at home. And plus, too, you get to be a part of the ghost hunt.
Ashley Munoz came out with a few friends for the Dark Tales tour.
I wasn't particularly scared, but I think I like mostly history, which I didn't know really much about.
But Jesse Parrott isn't just a tour guide, and Black Raven isn't just a tourism company. They also conduct paranormal investigations in the area. Parrott is the team's clairvoyant, and says she first started having strange dreams when she was a kid in Ohio.
My mom took me to a psychiatrist and stuff like that to see, like, what the heck is going on. But my dreams started adding up, and I started finding bodies for the Cuyahoga County Sheriff's Department. So in living there my whole life up until the last 5 years, I found 25 bodies and I found 16 missing people.
Tickets for all the different tours are available through the Ghosts of Stanton Facebook page. For WMRA News, I'm Randy B. Hagee.